Okay. I'll let you. Oh, look at you, like a superstar.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to Alphabet Suite, podcast for the Prince Songbook. There are hundreds of songs to choose from. You have chosen.
Okay, welcome back to another podcast of Alphabet Suite. I am your host, Timothy.
Along with me, your co-host, Pat.
And I'm producer Aaron.
Rock on.
I'm also known as Sweaty today.
Suede.
Sweaty.
Sweaty.
Yeah.
I was like, suede, where you're like cool and silky.
Well, yeah, me too.
Silky smooth.
Like that. You like that? A producer is definitely like that.
Sweaty?
No.
Suede.
Suede. You're rocking.
All right. I don't know what that means.
Neither do we, but when it goes, it goes, man. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So anyway, we're doing 1,000 light years from here.
From where?
Not from home, but from you home. Know, from here, right here at 7:40 something. Okay. So, what do you think about it? Tell us what you think. Tell us what you know. Tell them.
Tell them.
Yeah. I actually did my notes. I listened.
You actually did what you're supposed to do.
I did. I did my job.
Look, your microphone's attacking you.
I see. It's hey, that's cool. Going to be
there's
cool.
There's ghosts.
It's going to be cool on the thing to see that just kind of start moving by itself. Oh, hello.
Hello.
All right.
So I will say that.
Jaw hurts.
Your jaw hurts?
Yeah.
From talking too much?
Maybe. I'm not talking enough. It's getting stiff.
It's getting stiff. I will say, because there's only two versions of this song, and it's kind of... Actually, I think this is... I'd have to go back and look, but I think in this, the only time he actually released his own song in two different versions, like officially released it, I don't recall another song where he released it, and then a few years later, released it again, but in a different version.
Hmm.
I think this is the only time.
I don't recall any other time for that.
You know?
I didn't even think about that. That's...
Yeah.
Huh.
Now, well, but then you got to look at it because it was first released on Hit and Run Phase 2, which I like the song. But then when, after he passed and they started going back and re-releasing all his stuff, and... they released Welcome to America, which is an album that he had ready to go, and for whatever reason, pulled it. No one knows why, but it was mixed. It was all done. These aren't demos. These aren't, you know, this was a full album mixed, ready to rock, and he pulled it. So
he didn't, like, leave notes or something? I'm pulling
not that I've heard, man. Yeah. And if you, my understanding, because I was watching some interviews, with some of the people who, like Shelby J and Mr. Hayes and all them who were doing the music with them at the time.
Right.
He didn't even give them a reason why he pulled it.
Mm.
Especially since he did a Welcome to America tour.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. So the song is actually done on that album. So I guess technically he never planned on doing two different released versions to the song because he pulled the first one, changed it, put it on Hit and Run Phase 2, and was never going to release Welcome to America. So, but it is officially released. It wasn't like an extra song that they did. You know, it was actually on the album mixed, ready to go. So there is two different versions. And they are distinct. I mean, there's a difference in them.
Hmm.
So.
I didn't even think about that. That's weird.
Yeah. And it just hit me when I was on the, I saw Hit and Run and it hit me.
Hell yeah.
So I guess I got to go and see it.
And you ran with it, right?
Yeah. So yeah, it's, both versions are good. I like the, I'm not even sure which one it is, to be honest with you, but I do
I'll
like
tell you.
Which one do I like better?
The first one. The
well, which one?
The I'm gonna tell you, Hit and Run.
Hit and Run, is that the better
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I couldn't remember which one came from which album right now. But there is one that I do like better than the other. Mm-hmm. So no bootlegs, no covers, no samples, no nothing that I could find.
No remixes, no
extended versions. Remixes. Well, because I don't think it was ever really released. Nope. Like official, like as a single.
Yeah.
You know,
it came from... That's never stopped him before, has it?
No, nothing ever stopped him from doing anything.
See, there you go.
So, yeah, it's... It was recorded back in 2010. So, yeah, it is two completely different versions. It's, and actually on Hit and Run, it's not even its own song. It's like a bonus song that you get at the end of Black Muse. So like, it's like that bonus, you got to play Black Muse all the way through and then it gives you 1,000 light years from here.
That's weird.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, the song for me was pretty good.
Excellent.
That's all you got to say? You have...
I got notes.
You've got... I know. He's, but you don't, you have to have them on your desk or no?
I do, but I had to look at them, you know, just real quick and then bend this down, see? So I can put it up there, but I like it right here.
Because that looks silly.
Yeah. Excuse me. Okay, so.
Note number one.
I think it's a funky little tune.
Like he's fatting out then, yeah. Oh. You're like Morris Day. You're starting to condensate there a little bit.
So tell me.
Do you need a drink of UNURC?
I do. In the song, what instrument shall that be? Is that from the horn family? In the Hit and Run version.
So tell me, sir, in your professional opinion,
the 28 seconds into the song, it starts up.
Okay.
I don't know if that's from the horn type family or if that's like just, I don't know what the heck instrument that is.
So on the Hit and Run version?
Yes.
Let's take a peek and see who played what. There is a lot of horns. So yeah, that's probably horns that you're hearing.
Okay.
Because sometimes he doesn't use horns. He uses keyboards.
Correct.
But I think later on, he was always about, you know, getting the feel of the real instrument. So he had a lot of horn players that
so. All right, so I think the song could have done without it. Did not like that at all.
So at 28 seconds into the song, it all goes to hell. I enjoyed it for 28 seconds.
Hey, no,
it's like that. Sex,
bro.
It was good for 28 seconds and that was done.
I can beat a bag of popcorn, microwave popcorn. I've proved it. Bam, bam,
and then watch New Heart.
Done. And no, I didn't. Well, he's okay. It's okay. Okay, so who is the female that's singing? I know there's
in which version?
Like the Hit and Run.
Uh-huh.
Because I got notes for the second one too.
Okay.
So not just, you know.
So
as a whole,
that's Elisa Deas, D-E-A-S-E.
Okay.
And Shelby J.
Okay. I could have did without their voices, because I don't think.
And so there's two more in the. Oh, speaking of which,
do you want to do this on here so everybody knows right away, or
what?
You're gonna tell about the.
Yeah. So
okay.
Well, we'll talk about it after you criticize Shelby Jane and Elisa Deas.
I don't know what like. Maybe
do you want to see what they look like and see if you change your mind?
No, I do not. We're not going. We're not going there. No.
No. Okay.
All right. So, but however, I do enjoy the song. It's funky enough for me to disregard my dislikes. I like the song.
If I ignore the horns and the vocals, and
you got it.
If I just don't listen to the music or the singing, the song is great.
The female singing. Prince is singing is fine.
Same. Okay.
Okay. So, Welcome to America version. Did they slow that, the
yes.
music down?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, yep. Thank you. Because I thought it was just me, but...
Nope.
All right. I'm glad they took that instrument out at that point, because it's not there. That same sound is gone.
You look like you're getting mad at me about this.
Wait a minute. Okay, so...
I feel like at any moment you're going to fly over that desk and pop me in the nose.
Bro. I'm trying to be professional.
A professional fighter?
No, a professional flyer.
Oh.
Yeah, fly over.
Fly over the table.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm glad they took
What do they call them? Hispanic.
We're going to have to replace him later.
Hispanic wrestlers that always wear the mask. Don't they call them, like, troubadours or something like that? There's a name for them, but that's...
All I could think of was Nacho Libre.
Ain't that Jack Black?
Yeah.
Like Jack Black. He's awesome.
Yeah, they call him something. Anyway, yeah, just I know you send the flyers, like, all of a sudden I see this mask on you coming at me with a cape, jumping off the top rope. Pile driver! Anyway.
Seriously, replace. Okay, so... So, yeah, I'm glad they took that.
The horns out?
The horny out.
You don't like the horny songs?
No.
Wasn't Latin enough for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so.
Now you got to decipher your notes again, don't you? I know I meant something when I wrote this.
I didn't care for the music, neither. It just... didn't seem right to me for the singing.
For the Welcome to America version?
Correct.
Okay.
And I didn't like that. I'm glad they took the horny thing out, but... And... I got more notes.
On this song?
On this song, buddy.
Wow. Okay. He's like trying to make up for the last few times
right?
He didn't have notes. I'm going to pick this thing apart piece by piece by piece.
But look, I mean...
The show is about the music, so...
Yeah.
This ain't going to be... That's continue, all about Hank, bro. Hank.
Continue on with your music evaluation.
Don't interrupt me. I'm getting there. Okay. So, a minute and 46 seconds in sex. Six. Minute 46. You don't have to do that replay thing. Like that was cool. I liked that. That was awesome, man. All right, so...
Are you good?
He's laughing at 10:47.
He is. All
right. But...
He's not going to stop, is he?
Yeah. All right. Ooh. Okay, yeah,
46.
So... trying to... Yeah, okay. So, okay, minute... 46 seconds into the song. I don't know which chickie it is, but it sounded like Rosie Gaines to me. I know it's not.
That's Shelby J.
But.
I think she's the only backup singer in the.
Which is cool because.
Right, let me see. Oh, no. They're all America. In there has still. Shelby J, Liv Warfield. Liv Warfield's really good. And Elisa Dees. So there's actually adding. Mm-hmm.
Liv Warfield's on the list for the first one.
Oh, too. Yeah, she is too. So it's the same three women.
Yeah.
So one of them, to me, sounded like Rosie Gaines, and I like Rosie Gaines' voice.
Eliza D's nuts.
Eliza D's nuts. Okay, so. All right, we already went through that. You already popped that one out. Because I was going to ask about that Black Muse and what the heck they were talking about, and you've already explained that, you know. So, I'm done.
That's your notes.
That's my notes, bro. My notes in a nutshell.
Okay, quite honestly, I'm not sure what works better, him having notes or him not having notes.
Having notes is good.
Yeah, thank you.
But who's Hank?
Oh, boy.
Hank Hill?
No.
He's selling propane and propane accessories?
No, but I like that guy, too.
Hank Hill?
He was awesome, man. I love that. I can't stand Peggy. I was happy when she fell off the damn plane.
Wow.
Landed on the ground. But then they went over and she's, yeah, well, anyway. So, yeah. No. Hank Voigt.
Yeah. Hank Voigt.
Chicago Fire. Chicago PD.
So awful TV.
He's got this man crush.
I do.
That's pretty gay.
This actor. Yeah. Go by all means.
So you're taking notes on a character in a TV show.
Sort of. I am, but the reason behind it was because I wanted to yell at Hollywood, but I wanted to promote my guy. Tell a little backstory. And just say, what's up?
You going to start your own podcast?
No, he's going to...
Right here.
He's going to share a little bit each episode of Hank... There's going to be story time.
I mean, if you want to burn your show to the ground, that's your choice. You're literally talking about a show called Chicago Fire.
We're going to replace him.
Hey, that's fine. You're married? Paying me.
You married?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get your wife. I don't want to do it now. I ain't burning nothing to the ground. Man, I ain't going to tell you about the other one I got wrote down either, then.
Peggy Hill?
Nope. McDonald's.
Ronald McDonald?
Yeah. Okay, so.
So?
Where did my notes go? Oh, okay.
I'm you on the right. Your notes?
No. I want to look professional again. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
I liked the first version, except for the horns and the cheeky, but it's really funky and it's really great. Second one I could do without. What do you think?
I like them both. I do like one better than the other. And like I said, I think you're right. I think it was the hit-and-run version I like better than the Welcome to America version.
So you probably like the horns at...
At 27 seconds, 28 seconds. I do like horns.
I like horns, too.
Apparently not.
Madhouse.
No, that means you like Eric Leeds.
He's awesome. Do we ever talk enough about him? I mean, I think
would think people thought we talked plenty about him. Yeah. But
for now, at least.
He did not play horns in this one, though.
He'll be back.
He'll be back.
So,
like Terminator.
I'll be back. I don't have anything else.
So we good on this one?
I am good.
All right. Till next time. Peace.
Peace.
You wanted to talk about a TV show character?
Yes. No, he really likes this actor.
Right? Is Hank Voigt the actor or the character? Hank Voigt is
the actor. It's the character.
That's the character? I thought that was the actor.
So he wants to do it about a TV show character.
Well, no, because...
Help me understand.
I have...
He's got like
wrote his name down
two pages of notes.
So, the first time I ever...
If you're interested in this extra content and so much more, head on over to our Patreon account at patreon.com/thealphabetsuitepodcast.